Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right, every Thursday we head in the lounge, we shut the door, and we air our grievances with the world. And there's no grievance that's too big or too small or too frivolous. It is your problem, and it shall be heard. Now, I want to thank you for being a part of the Luxury Lounge. The Luxury Lounge is for all complaints. We want you to keep sending them in. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. If you're new here, I've had an influx of people that have found me through the special, 37 and single. It is out. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. If you have a friend that hasn't watched it, go share it. We are still in that first, you know, month of it being out, so I want to keep pushing it. I want you to keep pushing it for me. I'm begging you. I can beg you. I feel like it's less sad if you're a J Train listener. You know me. You know the show. You understand. I just want you to share it. A friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone that's going to enjoy a laugh and wants a night on the couch an hour away from the horrors in their mind. Go. Share. 37 and single. It's on Netflix. It's there. It's there for the next 2 years at a minimum. So go watch. But we want you to watch it now. We want you to share it now. Also, if you're new here, because of the special, this is the Luxury Lounge. We take your complaints and we complain with you. My guests and I are going to complain duet with you. We're going to sing the song of complaints, and you can complain about anything, literally anything. Send it to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Let's make it, we want specificity. We want concise. We want you to get to the point, but let's get into it. You know, we love a specific complaint, though. Those are the best ones. Those are the ones that get read. Shelby's behind the curtains, our producer extraordinaire. He's reading through all your emails, so make sure you send in your email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. I'm on the road. If you're watching right now, this comes out the end of the month. I mean, we're there. We're in fall, baby girl. Woo-wee! I'm excited about my fall. I got a fun fall coming up. If you're listening right now, it's Labor Day weekend. I am going to be in Colchester, Connecticut doing a show at a vineyard. I mean, come on. East Providence, Rhode Island, Atlanta, Huntington, Seattle is sold out. We got a second show coming. Charlotte, North Carolina, Philadelphia, D.C., Baltimore, Dania Beach in Florida, Portland, Oregon, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, California, Boston, Mass. Also added New York and Chicago. Jaredfreed.com for the tickies. Go watch a special. Come to a show. It's a whole new hour. Whole new hour about family. That's the whole new hour. It's called, I called it the family business. It got confusing. I don't know. It's about going to the beach with your family. So that's the whole hour. It's fun. I've enjoyed doing it. If you watch the special, it's a great continuation of that type of material. So very excited about today's guest. Today's guest has a one-person show coming to the Soho Playhouse again, like September 6th. It's coming up. So you got to go get your tickies. It is called The Writing on the Stall. Caitlin Cook, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Jared.
How are you? What's going on? You were on here to promote the album.
Yes.
The Writing on the Stall.
Yes.
And it's musical comedy.
Yes. It's good.
That's the thing with musical comedy. Like, again,
it's
like
hit or miss.
It's hit or miss. Sometimes it misses, you watch people have the time of their life.
That's true. And when it hits, it really hits.
That's the thing. Because I've seen your stuff on social media. It's fantastic. Everyone needs to go follow Caitlin at the Caitlin Cook. So funny, so hilarious. But like, when people see musical comedy, like Weird Al is like, I guess, the king of musical comedy. Mm-hmm. When you see people hear a Weird Al song, something clicks into I'm on cloud nine for the audience. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you must feel that.
Yeah, it's crazy too, because like I feel like in stand-up, you end up burning a lot of material when you filmed it. But with musical comedy, people want to listen to that over and over again. Right. Like I still regularly listen to Flight of the Conchords, Tenacious D, Bo Burnham. Like there's the
Tenacious the D.
Yeah.
I grew up on that.
Yeah.
My buddies and I, we used to re-listen.
Yeah.
I wanna fuck you completely.
That is such a good song. That's my karaoke go-to.
Great karaoke song. And then hey, I bought you flowers. And then I know that whole album.
It's so good.
Like we didn't even talk about Tenacious D, but like that is all. That we played in the car my whole high school. That's like my high school life is playing that in the car at like cranking up. Mm-hmm. And it was Tenacious D, especially good music.
Yes.
I love the movie. The Pick of Destiny, what is it? Is that what it was called? The movie was great.
Uh-huh.
The music was great. The some of it was like, it was good music. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that means something.
Well, that's the thing is, like, musical comedy can be really good, but you have to be really good at comedy and at music. Because if you don't have both, it's just going to kind of fall apart. And Tenacious D is so good at that because they're so fucking funny. But the guitars, like, they're just excellent.
It is wild because I watched the Mario movie on a flight and Jack Black plays Bowser.
Okay.
He's the voice of Bowser. Yeah. And there's a thing where he sings a princess song to the Princess Peach.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, it's Tenacious D.
Yeah.
You know, like you go, this is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you were inspired.
Yes.
It's called The Writing on the Stall. Yes. And now it is a one person show. Is that the right way to call it? One person, one woman show? I don't know. I don't even know what we get into.
It's a one person musical. So
one person musical.
Yeah. So basically,
I go straight to Sarah Marshall.
I do love that though. That's
love
a great
that
movie.
One too.
Great
yeah.
movie. So I've been photographing bathroom graffiti for like 10 years.
Okay,
and about
what
five.
What was the first one that you photographed? What's the first bathroom graffiti that you're like, I have to take a picture?
The first one I remember taking a picture of, because I studied art history and I was getting really just annoyed by how pretentious that world can get. And I went to a dive bar and I saw written on a stall, it said, since writing on toilet walls is neither for financial gain nor critical acclaim, it is the purest form of art, discuss.
Wow.
And I was like, I love this
take.
I'm taking a picture of it. And I started photographing bathroom graffiti. And I've seen everything from like, you know, leave him or like really empowering stuff in women's stalls to like beautifully illustrated penises in men's stalls.
Amazing.
Everything in between.
Are there ever penises in the women's stalls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Penises are fun to draw.
Okay. I was just like wondering, because like it'd be funny that like you have these men just like, I just have to draw
a
penis.
I have to draw
a
dick.
And like no woman ever draws one. You're like, we're out of our minds.
Penises are so hilarious to draw. Mm. There's a bunch in my show. About 5 years ago, I decided to turn one of the, I decided to take a bunch of the graffiti I'd been photographing and turn them into the lyrics of a song and project to the pictures of the graffiti behind me while I sang what was written on the wall.
Amazing.
And that did so well that I was like, I have so many more pictures. I could write a whole musical of these. So now I have a song that's like men's versus women's stalls. I have a song that's like people talking to each other and having a conversation on the wall. I have a song full of confessional bathroom graffiti, like everything in between.
So the show is the visual of the graffiti behind you while you're playing on the piano?
I'm playing mostly guitar. And the concept is like, there's literally a toilet on stage. I treat the audience like we're women bonding in a bathroom, though anyone of any gender is welcome. And it's sort of like this confessional bonding moment between strangers through the lens of graffiti and the stories of people who have written them.
I love this. I'm a fan of you. Thank you. I'm a fan of this show concept. And we had Gabe Malika on the show, who you produced his one-person show.
Yeah, also at Soho Playhouse.
Also, and he told me, he was like, all these people that listen to J-Train came to the show. So we want those people and more. And I got such a response from Gabe's show that I was like, what a cool thing. Because I think I said this for Gabe, and I'm going to say this for you. If you live in New York City, you're looking for things to do that.
Yeah.
Why are you here? You know, why are you here? It costs so much. You give up so much in space. And maybe you're doing something, you know, you're after something on your own, or you're here for comedy or whatever pursuit you have. But you're like, why aren't I doing more cool New York-y things?
Yeah. And you get stuck in a routine and things cost so much money. I will say, I love this fan base. The last time I was on this podcast, I was promoting the album, the music from the show, and so many people reached out and were like, I came from J-Train and I love this song
I love
this album. So because I love your followers, if you guys DM me on Instagram, I'll give you a discount code to tickets to the show.
There it is. At the Caitlin Cook.
Yeah.
On Instagram with an I, not a Y.
And if you send me, and if you send me pictures of bathroom graffiti while you're DMing me, even better.
Even better.
Bigger discount.
You're feeding the monster. This is great.
I know.
So we want everyone to go to the show, The Writing on the Stall. It's at the Soho Playhouse, September 6th through 23rd. What a cool New York, bring a date.
Yeah.
Like, what a cool thing to bring a date to. I know this show, it only has a short run. I can even, I can talk, if you're a guy listening, like just the talk of like, I know a show, I heard about it on a podcast, it's a short run. Mm-hmm. That's all hot speak
to me.
Like you are-
My
like,
show will get you laid. Big promises.
And you're talking about the bathroom.
Yeah.
So feel free to fart afterwards. Like you, you cross that barrier. Mm-hmm. So at the Caitlin Cook, to get a promo code, oh my God, we're giving out free money. So
I know, right?
Let's get into it. Yeah. Everyone go follow Caitlin, go watch the show. Are you ready to do some complaining?
Let's do some complaining.
This is going to be a great time. I have a complaint that is actually, we're going to get into it in a second. Because we are sponsored. I am holding the sponsor. If you're watching on YouTube, so I am a consumer of the product, Hop Water. Bored of the same old seltzer, crack open a can of Hop Water. It's a non-alcoholic sparkling hop water. See, when they write non-alcoholic, it's all over their packaging.
Yeah.
I didn't even know alcohol could have been a part of this conversation.
Yeah. Well, is it just because of the hops?
Because of the hops. But I didn't, like, if I saw hop water, I just wouldn't even think alcohol. But I guess.
No, I wouldn't either.
But they want to make sure you know.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it. It is the one, I will say, the tastiest zero calorie sparkling water I've ever had.
Now I'm jealous that I didn't ask for one.
There's another one we'll get you in the fridge. Okay. We'll get you one. Because I've had them all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this, like, The ones that have calories, you can taste the juice in them. And listen, that's fine.
Yeah.
This is the best tasting. I've legit, like, and peach, you don't really find peach. I gotta say, and it's made from an exclusive blend of hops for a crisp, citrusy pine flavor. I agree with that. With adaptogens and nootropics that boost your mood and no calories, carbs, or sugar, hop water is always a good choice. Perfect for mocktails. Agreed.
Wow.
Check out their classic flavor or give mango, blood orange, or lime a try. The peach is great. The blood orange is great. I really do like them all. Like I'm not just...
I'm a mango person, so that seems right up my alley.
We're going to be a mango on your way out of here. Ditch the bloating and the hangover. The next time you're craving a drink, make it a hop water. Hop water is the perfect brew to help you unwind at any time. I know you'll love it. Here's a special limited time offer for just J-Train listeners. Ooh. Get 20% off your first purchase, plus get free shipping when you order 24 cans or more. To get this offer, go to hopwater.com/JTrain. That's hopwtr.com/JTrain. Don't wait. Order today. Go now to hopwtr, Hop Water, hopwtr.com/JTrain. We're here with Caitlin Cook. Let's get to my complaint. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My complaint. Hit the music, Shelby. Jared, he has some problems. Jared,
I do a little singing.
He's got some issues too.
It's been a while since I heard the song. I'm really. I want to make sure because this is going to be a little bit of a technical. Make sure. Now, are you a Delta flyer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. This is going to be about Delta.
Okay.
And I'm complaining about a family member.
Okay.
As a Delta Platinum Medallion member myself, this is family. This is family taking family to task.
Okay.
We can change. There's redemption. I love Delta, so I want the best for Delta.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Diamond Medallion line. Okay. I'm going to call it right now.
Okay.
Hi. Thank you for calling Delta Airlines.
Okay. Maybe they know they're being taken to task.
Maybe.
Welcome back, Jared.
Okay, Jared knows
current hold time is 0 minutes. Please hold for the next representative. For faster service, please leverage our messaging channel to conveniently text with us. Press 1 for Android and 2 for iOS, and we'll send a message to your phone. Or you can say no thanks.
There's my complaint.
Okay.
0 minute wait time. Then they go, oh, if you want to text with us, 1 or 2, or say no thanks.
Yeah.
The amount of complaints I have with this one little thing.
Just
what?
Flip the order.
Let's just get to the person.
Yeah.
Zero wait time.
Yeah.
Zero wait time. I don't need the option for text.
Yeah.
I don't need 1 or 2. I don't need iOS or.
Yeah.
And also, why do we go 1, 2, and then say it?
Yeah.
No one wants to say it. We don't trust the system. Mm-mm. They go, you go, no thanks. Mm-mm. Can't hear you. No thanks. Sorry, what did you say? Mm-hmm. No fucking thanks. And I'm sitting there for an hour with zero wait time, waiting to go for them to go, oh, okay, we'll get you to someone.
Yep.
No one wants the text message thing. And if it's 20-minute wait, we'll go, okay, I'll try the text message. Yeah. We want straight. I just, doesn't that bother you?
Yes. It bothers me more that they didn't flip the order. If they're going to include the text thing at all,
right?
Bring that up before you tell me there's zero wait time. If you say zero wait time, you should talk to me immediately after you say that.
Let's
sentence.
Go.
Yeah.
Time to do it.
Not a fan of that.
Not, you know, hey, there's zero wait time. If you'd like to talk to the representatives, mm-hmm. say yes now.
Yeah.
And then, or messaging. They're trying, that's the problem, is they're trying to push this.
They are. And all companies messaging. Are trying to push the messaging right. thing, which is like, fine, maybe I don't like them. I
make
don't know.
It make it foolproof. Make it yeah. work every single time. Mm-hmm. Make it so we're surprised when it doesn't work.
Yes. Also, like we'll you're already calling,
them. Right?
So like, there's already the chat function if you wanted to like log on to Delta and do it there. Like right. you're calling because you want to talk to somebody.
Right. I didn't call. Right. Yeah. If I was a texter with their thing, mm-hmm. the changeover rate must be zero. Yeah. I have tried it. It's no good. It's not the same.
No.
It's not like I'm texting with someone. It's not like I'm texting with my buddies. It's not a group chat where me and Aline, you know, from, you know, Delta are like chit-chatting. Hey, what's up, bro? Yeah. It's not that.
No.
Drives me crazy. This complaint has hung with me for a while. Mm. And it's gotten to the point where, because today I called to, you know, I think I called about like something about gift cards. I was like, I just want to know. And I'm going, no thanks, no thanks, mm-hmm. no thanks. And it's like, what? And it's like, if you can't handle my no thanks, then this whole thing is not worth doing.
Mm-hmm. Fully agree.
Caitlin, you ready to complain?
I am.
Hit the music, Shelby. It's the guest's turn to complain. Cool. They're ready to jump in.
Yeah.
They've got lots of problems, too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show to have.
Now I want to complain about how long.
Right?
I'm not going to do that.
You would be not alone. There's one other person who does not like the music.
I like the music.
Okay. Famously, yes. Neil Brennan, not a fan.
Oh, funny. Well, that's Neil. I feel like Neil complained. Listen. Neil's perfect for Luxury Lounge because I feel like he likes to complain about things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like complaining about toilet humor.
Mm.
That was something that he wasn't into. Didn't like that. But okay, so let's.
All right. Here's my complaint. I dislike it immensely when someone who was born at a time when texting or immediate conversation between someone was impossible and they want an immediate reply. I'm specifically talking about my mother.
Okay.
But this could apply to anyone of a generation that grew up without cell phones.
Right.
Or email.
You are from a world that understands that it takes time to get back to someone.
Yes.
And you should abide by your generation.
Well, it's mostly like, I don't understand why someone who grew up at a time that like you would call someone and leave a message and they'd get back to you in their own time.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they have the technology right. to talk to someone immediately, they have to have an answer from you right away.
Right.
Like the amount of times I've just received a slew of text messages that are like, now, I need this answer now.
Texting isn't for now.
No.
It's call.
Call is for
this
now.
Is the thing. We need to have the hierarchy.
Yes.
Call.
Yes.
Death.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Text, you get an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say an hour.
Yeah.
Email, day. 2 days, maybe.
Yeah.
Is there any other, you know, like, you know.
Snail mail. You would get
seven
forever.
Years.
Yeah.
Put it at seven. Yeah, yes. That's the problem is don't do a call me unless it is a call you've called first.
Yeah.
Call, then call me. I have to assume the world is ending. Like
yes.
I abide by that. We need people to understand that like there is consequences with the type of text you sent.
Yes.
The special came out a week ago. I woke up in the morning and I don't think that generation understands anxiety
no.
from these things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand what your texting is doing to someone else.
Yes.
That's the biggest problem, because parents, and sometimes people our age do this where they're like, hey, and you're like, no, 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 no.
Don't text me, just hey, man.
Just give me the whole thing.
Yeah.
You came to my door, you knocked.
Yeah.
Give me the whole message, give me the spiel.
Yeah.
Because my mom, the special comes out, I wake up to like very nice messages from like the, you know, the okay piece. Yeah. The original
I didn't
keepers.
Say this on camera, so the special was great.
Thank you. You don't have to say
it. No, I really loved it.
Thank you. I legit get a text from my mom and it's links that say, who's Jared dating? Who is Jared Freed dating?
What?
Who? And then the second link is, who is Jared Freed's brother?
Okay.
The title alone.
Yeah.
Heartbeat.
Oh my God. So scary.
Like. Yeah. Like, what is being written about me?
Whew.
Day one of a special releasing.
Yeah.
This is not what I need. This is not what I... And I don't even click. I go, what is this? And I don't want to be rude to my family.
Yeah.
I'm going, what is this?
Yeah.
And she's like, people are writing stuff. And I call her. I go, what is this?
Yeah.
She goes, we Googled you and look at it. And I go... And what it ended up being was these AI-generated articles. Basically,
oh,
they take...
Weird.
Yeah, they take... They take your search, so it'll be like Jared Freed. They'll write Caitlin Cook.
Yeah.
And then whatever it fills in with, they write an AI-generated article of that.
Whoa,
because
that's
it's the
crazy.
Top searches.
Yeah.
So
people are going to click on them. Yeah.
They're going to click on them. So it's all just a fucking clickbait thing. And if you saw the link, if I saw it in my travels, I would look at it and go, what is this?
Yeah.
And I go, oh, I get what it is.
Right.
When it's your mom sending it to you, you're like... Stop everything.
No, so scary.
And I said to her, I had to say to her, listen, I go, I understand that, like, I go, this special's coming out. It's on a big platform. Like, I don't need to see everything.
Yeah.
I don't need a text with the link of some half thing you saw.
Yeah.
It's okay to let me be.
Congratulations.
Yeah. How about a good morning? It's out. You know, not Jared. Who's Jared?
Oh, my God. That would spike my anxiety so hard. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? Yeah. And it's like, and you go, I just don't need to see everything. And like, I think that generation doesn't understand the reverberations of the technology text.
Yeah.
And that, like, it gets me really. And then they go, move on. Oh, forget about it. And you're like,
God,
no. This lives with me.
Yeah.
We are the fucking generation that dealt with 9/11, the 2007 financial crash, and a pandemic.
Yep.
Three, where you remember where you are moments. Yep. Three JFK assassination moments in our adult lifetime.
Yep.
Don't come to us and tell us, oh, relax.
No. Can't relax. And I turn off my notifications for a reason.
Right.
I don't need that.
We're
coming
coping.
Through my texts.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone go follow Caitlin Cook at the Caitlin Cook. Yeah. The show, Soho Playhouse, September 6th through the 23rd. Gabe Malika, they extended the run. We want Caitlin's run to get extended. What a great show.
Please.
The writing on the stall. We want everyone to go assemble the group chat. Get everyone together. Let's get to the emails. You ready?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Luxury Lounge. I got a raise and I don't care.
Okay.
I got a raise and I don't care. I got a raise and I don't care. I sound like a piece of shit.
Yep.
And no one gives a fuck.
I'm very curious to hear about this.
Dear Jared, I recently got a raise. My luxury lounge complaints are how quickly we adapt to our new circumstances. So it's never enough. And I've reached the point of income where a raise isn't going to drastically change my life. Fantastic complaint. I totally agree.
I was literally just talking about this last night with
some
friends. Yeah.
Just the idea, like the minute, you know, more money, more spending.
Yes.
You know, you go, oh, okay, I'm going to get the thing I've been wanting.
And every time something like this happens, I want to be like, I'm going to put that extra money away and live like I was living before. It never happens.
Nope. More dinners, more wine.
Yep.
Pour.
Yes.
Get the bottle.
Yes, I'll get the fancy new couch. Yes.
And you do a thing where you go, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Why not? Extra appetizer. Come on, I'm a big raise guy.
Yeah.
And then immediately you realize, the raise is gone.
I'm still in debt.
By lawyer standards, I'm only doing okay, but on the average, I'm doing great. I should be excited by the extra cash, but I'm not. I was living fine before this raise, and even when I was making a whole lot less, I was still fine because it is what I was used to at the time. I plan to quit my job next month to move back where I used to live, closer to friends and family. If my employer would let me work remote, which is doubtful, that would be more valuable to me than the raise. But not all employers get that. There comes a point where other things are maybe more valuable than more money. Luxury lounge stuff, I know. Thanks for this being a safe space. Signed, ungrateful employee. What my boss will probably say. It's funny that they went into their, like, you know, yeah. There's more important. It is that you have to, like, explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself in the lounge. We get it. Yeah. More money. You're like, fuck. And now I want to work remotely. They're going to go, oh, I gave you this raise. And now you're leaving. It's like, yeah.
I know.
It's, this is a tough one because you want to tell everyone. Here's the problem. This is a classic luxury lounge complaint. Once you fly private, tough to go back to first class. Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about, because once you get a little extra cashish, you're like, I'm going to get the nicer things. And then you're stuck on nicer things.
Yes.
You're stuck a click up from before.
Yes. I feel very grateful that I, like, really worked my way up incrementally from the bottom to earning more, which is, like, I think how most people do it.
Right.
But I know some people that, like, earned a lot straight up top and then, like, had to learn how to save, and that seems really, really painful to me.
I mean, especially in comedy, like, I know that, like, people tomorrow you're making billions of dollars or whatever, and it's over. It is nice to have that, like, almost like the boat with a little tiny hole in the bottom. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit more cash here and there. I'm not. You know, I'm still in my studio apartment with, you know, wallpaper coming off the wall. You know, like, things are easier, but now increasingly, like, oh, well, I'll get the 4-bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
No.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Cook at the Caitlin Cook Soho Playhouse. September 6th through the 23rd. Go. Luxury lounge. Apartment desk people. Jared, here's my complaint. I live in a luxury apartment building in a major city. I walk to and from work, and I am a nurse, so I work 12-hour night shifts where I get home at 7:30 a.m. At my apartment, there's two sets of doors. One is open to everyone. The second is only openable with a key, or the people at the desk can click you in and open the door for you. It's not always locked, but I notice is locked in the early morning hours and at night. So it's locked when I'm getting home from work.
Okay.
There's one or two front desk people that without fail always click me into the second set of doors. But sometimes when a certain few people are working the desk, they just ignore me, and then I have to fish through my huge bag to get my keys out and click myself in. I understand that it may sound trivial, but after a long, almost 13-hour shift at the hospital and carrying a heavy bag, the last thing I want to do is have to let myself in. It's so frustrating. I've contemplated saying something multiple times out of frustration, like, are you not able to click me in? But I haven't. Thanks for creating a safe space for me to complain. What do you think, Caitlin Cook?
Oh, man. I mean, I feel that. Like, it's another kind of thing where it's like you got the raise and you get used to a thing. It's like she's now used to coming home from work because it happens often enough that she doesn't have to, like, have her keys in her pocket or, like, at the ready. If she always had to have her keys, this would never be a problem.
That's the thing. When it goes back and forth, you get sometimes no key time, sometimes key time. This is a problem in this building.
Really? There,
she is speaking to my soul. Mm-hmm. This building has a slide open door, like an automatic door. The automatic door doesn't work unless they punch you in at the desk. So they have to, like, beep, boop, bop, boop, boop you in. And it's not like a button. Mm-hmm. It's like six buttons. So it is incredibly frustrating because I'll walk up to this door. And first of all, if there's no one there, I got to get my keys.
Right.
So now I'm back in Keyland just like this person. Mm-hmm. If someone is there, the timing of a automatic door.
Yeah.
The idea that you walk up to an automatic door and you get faceplant with it, doesn't open, then you're looking at someone who might not be looking at you and you're like, do I take my keys? It is every single time
so
is a different thing.
It's also like it's your home. It's not your gym. It's not your work. Right. It's like you are ready to unwind. You are ready to get home.
When you're home, you want to be home. You want to be you want to be in your AC on your couch the minute you get to your door.
Yes.
It's the inconsistency that's annoying. If you knew keys got to be out before you get to the front desk, they'd be out every time.
Yeah.
Just the idea.
It's the inconsistency.
That's the problem. Yep. And it's like, I'll deal with whatever. You know, we had Chloe Hilliard was on last week. And we were talking about New York City and, like, the things you have to deal with to live in New York City.
Yes.
At least it's consistently bad. Mm-hmm. So you get used to, you know?
Yes. Like,
When the tent, when it's 75, you get used to 75. Yeah. When it's, you know, so if I wouldn't notice the door thing, I would, if I had to take out the keys every time, I'd have a whole thing of like a block away.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get, it's like when I go to TSA.
Yeah.
When I go to the airport security, I have a spot where I start to take the things out of my pocket and put it into my backpack.
Yeah. You're preparing.
As as I'm moving, I never would break stride.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, I know exactly where that happens.
Mm-hmm.
If it, all of a sudden it changed tomorrow, oh, we gotta, you know, we gotta change how the line works. Yeah. I would be off and I would be annoyed.
Yeah, so true.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Cook. We are sponsored people. Support the sponsors, people. If it can help you, that's all we want. We want to give you some free money. We want to help you out. 80 million men and women in the U.S. experience thinning hair. If you're one of them, you're not alone. For getting back that hair thickness and strength, Nutrafol has you covered. Their drug-free supplement targets the root causes of thinning and promotes healthy hair growth. With multiple physician-approved formulas made just for men, Nutrafol's wellness quiz will help you find the one that's right for you. I love Nutrafol because my mom loves it. My mom has keeps re-upping, found it that's helped her. I love that it's all natural. I mean, this is great and trusted and recommended by over 3,000 top doctors. So that's a big deal. Drug-free supplement. That's nice. And in a clinical study, 72% of men saw more scalp coverage after taking Nutrafol for just 6 months. 72% is a pretty big number. If that's not awesome enough, Nutrafol, trusted and recommended by over 3,000 top doctors. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com, entering promo code FEATHER to save $10 off your first month subscription. This offer is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $10 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code FEATHER. I love a sponsor that can help you. We're giving you free money, and if you're dealing with that, get involved. Luxury Lounge. Neighbors leaving their trash next to the trash chute.
Uh-oh.
How's the trash situation at your apartment?
It's pretty good. Outside, and there are only three other units in my building. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So everyone's... You guys are working together.
Everyone is great in my building. It would really suck if one person was not great, but everyone's great.
Right. Yeah. I have a chute out here... And I think it's going okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I see a note above the chute and you go,
what's going on?
Who's fucking up? And then you get the moment where you're like, am I the fuck up? Mm-hmm. You know, you have that moment where you're not sure. Jared, all the feathering to you and your guest. I'll get to my complaint. I live in an older apartment building that has a trash chute on each floor. Me too. Mm-hmm. This is similar to the situation.
Relatable.
The chute is located in a tiny closet-like space behind a door in the hallway that is barely big enough for one person to stand inside, just big enough to open the door, open the chute. This sounds exactly like this apartment. Just big enough to open the door, open the trash chute door, throw away your trash while propping the hallway door open. I'm guessing it's in a tiny space to help keep the trash smell closed in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've noticed my neighbors keep leaving their tied up trash bags, usually with food scraps in them, right under the trash chute door, but not all the way in and down the chute itself. Seriously, what the fuck? It's one of those things where you go, I want to interview them, like documentary
style. Yeah. This would be the bane of my existence. This would bother me so much.
Right.
And it also makes me wonder, do they not know how a trash chute works?
Right. I think you and I are coming from like an empathetic position. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that I see it and I go, these fucking assholes.
Yeah.
I go, who, what, where, why, when. I turn into like the woman from Nickelodeon, the news show.
Yes.
I want to know the Q5.
Yes.
Or the Nick W5. What was that called? Do you remember that? What was her name? Linda something? Linda Ellerbe. Linda Ellerbe the shit out of this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this person thinking? I want to know how we got here.
This reminds me of when I used to have a bike with a basket on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started a little Instagram story thing that was, my bike basket is not a trash can. Because people would just leave random bits of trash in my bike basket. And I had this...
parked?
Well, it was like locked up to a pole or something.
But I'm saying locked up, someone would walk by and be like, oh, there's a spot for it?
Yeah, just in my bike basket. And so, and I would be like, okay, this is so frustrating to me because now I have to throw away your trash.
This isn't a bike garbage.
No, my bike basket is not your trash can. And I started taking pictures and like posting it on my Instagram and be like, what is going on? But it was like equal parts annoyance and curiosity of like, why?
Absolutely. I mean, that's your next one person show. I mean, like the
bike
basket
is not a trash can.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I see sometimes, I've told the story I think here before where I was in a Uber in Austin. I'm in the Uber. It's like the cheapest Uber because Austin, for some reason, it's either the cheapest Uber or you're taking a $40,000 ride.
Yeah, it's a weird
somewhere.
Discrepancy there for sure.
It really is. So I'm in this Uber and the woman up front chugs a bottle of water, opens the window, throws it.
No.
Toss it out. And my first reaction was I took the seatbelt and put it on. I didn't know what else to do. It's a crazy reaction. Because in the moment, I'm like, wait, why? What did I?
Because that's crazy behavior, and you're like, I'm not safe.
What's coming next?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it because I am not like a save the world. I'm not even a recycler. Like, I think it's bullshit. I think it's a money-making operation. Some would say I'm correct. But if you recycle, I'm not like against you. I'm just saying we have a difference of opinion on this whole thing. But when I see someone throw it out the window, I go, how do you get so far away from me on the sanity scale? And maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you are like looking at me going, you think we give a fuck? You know, like, I don't know. But then you see like, I'll see like homeless people around New York. They'll litter and throw stuff on the ground. And I go, I kind of get that. They're like, the world's giving me shit. I'm going to give the world shit back. I kind of like understand where like that I can rationalize.
A little bit, yeah.
In your bike basket, I guess like I'm carrying this. This is a place where I won't feel bad. It's not littering, but it's not my deal problem anymore.
It's just littering to one person. It's like littering on me.
This person wrote, one time I tried to open the door and someone had stuffed an oversized Amazon box in the tiny space and I couldn't even get the door open. Usually the trash ends up sitting there until the janitor comes through once a week and cleans it up, which sucks for him. Yeah, I've included a photo. Do we have a photo? What's that? It's just next to it. Feel free to share so more people can commiserate. I can commiserate because here's the thing. In this building, we have a similar type of closet that has a chute inside. Inside the closet is enough room for a recycling-ish bin.
Okay.
The most disgusting thing in the world to me is when that bin gets full with people will like throw away like the chicken salad container in there, like the unwashed.
Yeah.
And it's like, put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Wrap it in something. I know that's creating more trash, but like, don't put the one single chicken salad container just on the top of
or wash
it. This is not what this is for.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't meant for you to just use as your one-off recycle thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a very, you know, and I get so gross out by that, and I'm like, where do these people come from? Like, and it's like, I don't want to see your tuna can. Right? Yeah. Wrap it up. Yeah. Throw it away at that point.
Yeah, because then you're just inviting bugs into that little area.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This sponsor that we have, I'm just a fan that can help you right away.
Sweet.
Are your subscriptions draining your wallet? You're not alone. The average person has 12 paid subscriptions, and chances are they don't remember half of them. It's time to get Rocket Money. Get your finances back on track. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. I can't think of a more helpful sponsor for anyone out there because, listen, here's the uncomfortable truth. I'll be the vulnerable one. I have subscriptions that I'll get the email and be like, oh, I'm still paying. And then after 2 seconds, I forget. And then I do it again the next month. It's insane.
Yeah.
And it's like, none of us want to be wasteful. None of us want to be the people that like don't care about our money. But these things get by you. And this is a way to make it stop. No waiting on the phone with customer service or getting lost on a company's website, trying to figure out how to unsubscribe. Rocket Money does all the hard work for you. They can even negotiate to lower your bills by up to 20%. Just take a quick photo of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. I love this. I just love the fact that maybe it helps you, maybe it doesn't. But if it does, it saved you money. Boom.
With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. I just want to reread that. An average of $720 a year. That's like actual insanity. Because that means people are saving more, they're saving less. I'm not saying it's going to be $720 for you, but it's going to be maybe more. I mean, if it's $200 a year, you want $200 back? Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/JTrain. That's rocketmoney.com/JTrain. rocketmoney.com/JTrain. Here with Caitlin Cook at The Caitlin Cook, the one-person show. It is called The Writing on the Stall. You already have the album. So why don't you go see the show? This is awesome. And great date night, great night with friends. Soho Playhouse. It's in Soho.
Yes.
It's in a cool area. There's great restaurants nearby. This is a night out. This is a night out with friends.
It's a cool theater, too. It's where Fleabag was and Nanette was and Sloss has been there. And I'm just going to be on stage telling illustrated dick jokes.
That's I mean, what better than that? I've done shows there. It's very cool.
Yeah.
There are things in New York that make you look cooler than you are.
That's
true. And if
true.
You know about them.
Yeah.
You're on the inside just by listening to this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like that's I sometimes I'll be at a show like in Brooklyn and I'm like, I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely feel that way a lot of the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I know who's cool. I know who will be here and forever. Yeah.
But you look around and you're like, wait, am I cool?
Right.
Come to my show and you are.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes I'll bring dates to like shows and stuff. And like, they're definitely like a little bit like, what? You know about this place and people know you here. And I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this a long time. Like, I don't feel uncomfortable going to Queens in a basement where there's this cool, fun show.
Yeah.
You could be doing that yourself.
Yes.
And it's an amazing thing. And usually drinks are pretty cheap. Usually in these spaces, they're not so bad. So Luxury Lounge, Too Jacked. Jared, thank you for filling my ears every day with sweet sounds. My luxury complaint is that Barry's boot camp is making me too jacked. I love it. I hit my 600th class.
Wow.
You better be jacked. That's a lot of dough, Ray.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And now I have to go down in pounds, but the class feels too easy for $40 a class. $40. Listen,
$40 a class, and he's been to how many? That's so much fun.
40 times 600. Come on. 40 times 600? How much is that? $24,000?
That's too much money.
I mean, good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about your gym, 600 isn't in a year.
Yeah.
So if you think 600, 365, let's call it, let's say it's over 3 years, 600 classes. 24 divided by 3.
7,000?
For a gym each year.
Yeah.
A high-end gym. A gym where you're getting results. Look at this.
Yeah.
$40 a class, I want to make the most of my workout, but I'm trying not to overdo it. Also, grabbing the lightweight makes you feel like a loser who can't keep up. When I complain my arms are too muscular to my friends or family, they just roll their eyes. My mom says, be thankful you have arms. Oh, stop that. Get out of here.
No, mom.
Yeah, arms. Can we go like a little? Yeah. Be thankful your arms are toned. I've always started that. Be thankful you have arms. I just got married, and while posing, my photographers told me to stop flexing.
Whoa.
You don't want that at the wedding. Thanks for the safe space to complain. Not flexing, grabbing my 8 pounds and under.
All right.
The comments are annoying. To be at your wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, this wedding photographer should never work again.
Yeah.
Stop flexing.
Come on.
No, everything I'm doing is because I meant to do it.
Yeah.
I hate when someone's like, I get this with like, I grow a beard. It grows darker for mustache than it does. Like,
yeah.
The people that will be like, mustache. I'm like, why would you take a chance?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not. right? Like, right now. Is it a mustache or not?
It's a little bit darker, but like,
but you,
it just feels like a 5 o'clock shadow vibe going on.
To say something would be insane.
Yeah.
Like to say to me, whoa, mustache guy. No.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going for. You're still working on it.
Still, we're in the in-between phase. The idea of going, whoa, Flexi Flexerson. Like what?
Also, like you're a photographer. You want your clients to feel comfortable.
Right.
Positive reinforcement. Hey, relax. Like hold her. You know, give them things to do, not don't do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's, and for your mom to go, at least you have arms. I hate that.
I know. Sounds like my mom.
Oh, right. Oh my God. I have a headache. At least you have a head.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Mom.
Cool.
Yeah.
I guess I'll thank God I'm not headless. It's like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Cook at the Caitlin Cook Luxury Lounge. Restaurants removing your favorite dish and crushing your heart.
Oh, dear.
Jared, an esteemed guest. This is a luxury problem that has been a source of my pain for years at this point. I used to get this delicious steak salad from the chain restaurant Yard House. It's on par. I've been to a Yard House.
Yeah, I have too.
Yard House is good.
Mm-hmm.
Great apps at a place like that. Yeah. Like a Yard House. Because, mm-hmm. And as a not beer drinker, I'm getting a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a place I would like be enticed.
I agree.
Right?
There's something about it. There's
something about it. Mm-hmm. Just the name Yard House. I go, you see the taps. You're like, I want to be involved.
Yeah.
You know? On par with a California pizza kitchen. One day, it is funny that they compared it to a California. That is out of left field for me.
Yeah, that is not accurate. In my
Yard House, I'd be like, I don't know where I would go with a comparable.
Definitely not CBK, though.
No. One day, about 4 years ago. Take us back in the Wayback Machine. Four years ago, I was going to order my weekly salad with an extra side of pickled fried egg.
Whoa.
They have a pickled fried egg. Is that a thing? It says picked fried egg, but I'm assuming that's pickled.
Yeah.
It sounds gross, but my God, it was delicious. Oh, and gorgonzola vinaigrette. That sounds good. Mm. On a steak salad?
Yeah.
I then learned it was removed from the menu. Out of a literal index of dishes, my all-time favorite salad was removed. I was devastated. I even tried to email corporate to ask for the recipe for the egg. They refused to release it to me, but instead gave me a $20 gift card.
Oh.
That's not the same.
No.
Nice of them.
Yeah.
Not the same.
I want to do this now, though.
Oh, yeah. Everyone should email them. Get a free $20 to the Yard House. They have probably lost thousands of dollars from me on that salad alone. Haven't had a reason to go since. I still think about it from time to time, and I still get sad knowing I'll never taste that beautiful salad and specifically the fried egg ever again. Wonderful complaint.
Wow.
Totally agree.
At the same time, I understand restaurants are changing up their menus all the time, and you're going to run into this problem. Like, I wish there were chefs, like personal chefs, or like people that like figured out ways to like give you that recipe.
Right. It is. I'm sure they could find that. Yeah. Like TikTok is kind of the place where they should like. There's a couple of chefs out there that like recreate things or make things out of like McDonald's into fancy meals.
Yeah.
It would be funny to see one of these chefs would do it because it's like a kind of a viral thing.
Yeah.
Hey, they got rid of my favorite salad. Could you recreate the pickled fried egg steak salad from Yard House?
Yeah.
Do it.
That would be really cool.
That'd be fun.
I would follow that person. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm watching the video. No question. Yeah. And the problem is it's just such a specific dish. It's so specific that they should give you the ingredients.
They should give you the recipe. In fact, it's so specific and that Yard House is not comparable to CPK.
No.
Because CPK is just so much more widespread.
Yes.
And this dish is probably not well known enough.
Well, that's probably why they're holding on to the recipe. They're like, it's ours. We don't want anyone. If we can't have it, no one will. That's right. That's what they're saying. It's my bat, my ball. We're going home. It's my pickle. It's my egg. It's my fart salad. And no one's going to fart from it again.
I need to figure out if there's a way I can try a pickled fried egg now.
I don't know if I've had a fried egg. Is it a scotch egg?
No. A fried egg's like a sunny side up egg.
Oh.
Yeah. But how do you pickle that? I'm so confused. I want to try one. I want to try one right now.
I do too.
We live in New York City. We can do it.
Shelby, can you look up pickled fried egg and see on Google Maps? Because you know you could search Google Maps for like
specific food items?
Food items. I search egg.
Nice.
So pickle fried and egg is probably going to come up, but maybe there's a pickled fried egg option.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Caitlin Cook at the Caitlin Cook. Go follow. We got a few more. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Slow water dispensers.
Oh, my God. This should have been mine.
Love the pod and all that you do on my complaint. I work in an office in D.C. that has one of the nice water ice dispensers built into the refrigerator. In the outside world, I always forget to drink water and I'm chronically dehydrated. But for some reason at work, I drink like a fish. Sometimes in the middle of the day, you just really need a cool, refreshing glass of filtered water. However, our dispenser is so damn slow. I'm talking at least 2 full minutes to fill up. That's a time thief. 2 full minutes to fill up a small glass that already has ice in it. That may not seem that bad, but think about how quick it is from the tap. So why not just use the tap, you ask? One, I'm not a peasant. Two, because of a mini drought in D.C., apparently there's too much algae in the river, and it's making the tap water taste and smell extra gross. I probably lose 30 minutes a day watching that pathetic trickle. It's gotten to the point that it's worth it for me to take the elevator to another floor where there's a WeWork-type shared space to use their water dispenser. Am I crazy for expecting drinkable water while I slave away in the name of capitalism? Signed, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. What do you think? Wow. You have this issue, you said.
Yes. My partner has a big Berkey water filtration thing that he's obsessed with and wants all of the things we're cooking to have this water. The cat's water should be this water. It's so slow, I always go to the tap every time.
So they are like, I want filtrated water.
Filtered water for everything, for before you boil tea, but like,
see, and so you have to go through this literal bottleneck to get to all the other water things that you have in your life.
Yes. And it's so
is it
slow.
Like a Brita, is it small?
It's a Berkey. It's one of those big like silver jug things.
Okay.
And it's got great reviews online and it does its job well and I can taste the difference between the water. It's just not worth the wait.
Right. The wait is horrible. Yeah. And especially in an office setting.
Like, oh, my God. They should give you fast, drinkable water.
Right. Or, I mean, like, you got to get your work done. Overtime. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, there should be some. It's one of those things that you're like, now I have to fashion my whole day around it.
Yes.
You have to literally steer the cruise ship in the right direction. I had this with, there was slow elevator at an elevator I stayed at, or at a hotel.
That's so annoying.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it affects your whole trip.
Yeah. You'd rather take the stairs.
You take the stairs or you're like, oh my God, I got to order the Uber earlier because the elevator takes forever. I want to make sure I got to walk towards the Uber because the elevator is going to take 6 minutes. You know, it changes how you live your life.
And as New Yorkers, we're so used to fast-paced things now that when we travel outside and things are slow, I just get so impatient.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Luxury lounge. Incompetent vet office.
Oh, dear.
Jared, illustrious guest, and of course, Shelby. My dog has skin issues that we're spending a chunk of time and money trying to figure out because he has such bad dandruff that it makes him unpleasant to cuddle or even pet. Mm-hmm. In the process of this, the vet did a $450 blood draw allergy test, which they called me to say they mailed to the wrong lab.
Oh, no.
Both on the phone. And when we showed up at the vet, they tried to make it sound like they're letting us redo the allergy test at no additional cost. Lucky us. I stayed polite but reminded them that this is their screw-up. It's taken me 2 weeks to find the time to bring my dog back. And now I have to wait here again for an unknown amount of time until they can squeeze him in. Offer a discount. How about an apology? Or maybe take him back for the blood draw super quickly so that I don't have to wait. I've been waiting 30 minutes so far. The most disappointing part is that issues like this are not common at this vet or at others in the area. I'm always happy with the interaction with the actual vet, but the office staff input incorrect information into the account, misspell names and contact info, make the wrong appointments and accidentally cancel appointments, etc. I don't have this kind of time. What is wrong with these disorganized, incompetent people? And it's not like I have better treatment at another vet. At least I get phone reception in this office. Thank you for the time and safe space. A serious type A. It is the vet's problem.
Yeah.
They're the boss.
Yeah.
They have an incompetent workplace. Mm-hmm. Part of their job is to make sure things get put in. The allowance they're giving to the vet. Oh, well, they do the doctor stuff. Yeah. No. It's their office.
Yep. And you got to hire competent employees that are going to like have return clients,
right,
and like make you look good and like do. This is a medical thing to send this sample.
And it's funny because it's funny that they're like, I'm getting this done because we can't cuddle or pet the dog.
Yeah.
What other reason is there to have a dog? Like, there's no other reason.
And now you have to do this again and you can't pet your dog for like a month.
Right.
That sucks.
At that point, I'm like, let's just get rid of the dog. You know, like this dog is meant to kiss me anytime I feel down.
Yeah.
No matter how much of an asshole I am. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? This is a pillow that's supposed to love me.
Yeah.
Now it's just dandruff. A pillow that's got to stay 10 feet away. Yeah,
that's shedding everywhere. So sad.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more.
Cool.
Caitlin Cook @TheCaitlinCook. The one person show is called The Writing on the Stall. Soho Playhouse, September 6th through 23rd at The Caitlin Cook. Go, go, go. You're going to love the show. Luxury Lounge. Concert venue seat map is confusing. Ah. Thank you for the entertaining me during my daily routine. I always look forward to your podcast. I saw you in La Jolla. You are hilarious. Well, thank you. Here in San Diego, an outdoor concert venue opened up downtown right on the water. I know it. Mm. Seen it. I stayed near it last time I was in San Diego. Okay. It's unbelievable.
Cool.
My 10-year-old daughter dances. When we found out there will be a Dancing with the Stars type show at the venue in December, her whole dance crew of seven girls and their moms decided to try and get tickets.
Fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
This is no Taylor Swift, but there was a pre-sale that I had a code to, and I offered to buy all 14 tickets since I was at work and had some time when they went on sale. I decided to buy tickets at the front of the middle of the sections called Bayview.
Okay.
Not the best seats, but still great seats for our large group, and the price was reasonable. I had my choice of seats when I went in for the pre-sale. Got all 14 at the front of the Bayview section, so I thought. Mm-hmm. I later realized after checking our seats on the map, on the seat map, that the section is called Bayview Front, not Bayview. So the seats I thought were labeled as being the front were actually the back. Jared, I have a PhD in genetics. I feel like I should be able to figure this one out. I sent an awkward text to the whole group saying, oops, sorry, I just bought seats for us in the very back. I talked to two people in the box office who couldn't figure out how to swap my seats. Really? What else do box office people do? I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, I bought the wrong tickets.
Yeah.
Can I switch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Right away.
Yes.
Give me the new price. Yeah. Put me there.
Also, rename the sections. There shouldn't be a Bayview front, back. No.
Right.
Don't do that.
How about A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Let's stick to the basics here. After emailing twice, I finally got a return email 2 weeks later, and they offered to move us to the tables in the front, which are great seats, but double the price. Yeah. No. Yeah, of course. Oh, you guys.
No.
Do you want these empty ones?
Yeah.
Like, no.
No.
How about this box with food and drinks that'll be $14,000?
Absolutely not. No.
I took them and had to send another awkward text to the group chat telling them I got better seats, but they now cost double.
No.
You got a PhD in fucking up.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Don't do that.
This group is not happy with you. Now you have to be the one that like, oh, I'm so sorry. Bearer of bad news.
Yeah.
Can I have more money? Like.
No. And was there a discussion ahead of time? Like what was an appropriate amount to spend? And now you're bumping it up. You know?
I don't understand why. So you know this from dealing with like, hey, buy the tickets to the show.
Yeah.
Some places have like amazing ticket fronts.
Yeah.
And then some places are so bad that you're like, how do you not, you're losing business.
Really bad.
The more confusing it is, the more people go, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Like buying a ticket to something is a moment of like, do I deserve this? Mm-hmm. Should I do this?
Yeah.
Where do I want to sit? Ugh. You want to make it as easy as possible on people that they don't feel bad about the process that they already felt not sure of doing anyways.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Totally awful.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Caitlin Cook, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This
so
was a
fantastic.
Blast.
So much fun. Everyone go follow Caitlin @TheCaitlinCook.
Yeah. And DM me for a discount code if you want to my show.
There you go.
Yeah.
@TheCaitlinCook. DM for the discount code. The Writing on the Stall. Soho Playhouse. September 6th through 23rd. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Thursday in the lounge. We will be back next week. Boom.